Rav Nemetzal continues. He says, Sfiras HaOmer reflects our longing, our tzipiyah, looking forward to Matan Torah. You know, it's interesting that when it comes to counting the Yovel, who counts the years for the Yovel? The Beis Din HaGadol. See the Rambam, Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Yud. But by Sfira, each person has to have a personal count. Svartim Lachem. Everyone has to count themselves. Why? How come each person has to count? Why not the Beis Din HaGadol would be enough? One answer is, because each person has to personally express his anticipation for Matan Torah. When you're looking forward to something, you count it. 20 more days, 10 more days. It's a personal anticipation. I should be excited. Not that Am Yisrael is excited for Matan Torah. I should be excited for Matan Torah, and that's why each person has his own mitzvah to count. According to this, then we should count downwards, not upwards. In yesterday's shir, Rav Nemetzal gave one answer why we count upwards, and here he gives another answer, and he says as follows: we count Sfira the way Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar counted Sfira. They didn't know when Matan Torah was going to happen. All they knew was one day passed, 2 days passed. And since our Sfira is supposed to be like theirs, as we'll see more, we count the way they count it. Rav Nemetzal is going to explain now that every year we're supposed to really, really relive and re-experience Matan Torah. And we'll see, it's in the air. It's in the Ruchnius air. Matan Torah is coming. So therefore, part of that is that we should count and get ready for Matan Torah the way they did. And just like they counted upwards, we count upwards as well. Oh, this idea that it's in the air, that it's like a new Kabbalah Satorah every year, Rav Nemetzal quotes here, he often quotes this, from Rav Dessler, Michtav Melyo Chilk Beis, page 21. When we celebrate a Yom Tov every year, it's not just it happened once and now it's a Zecher, but rather, it's as if the activities of that Yom Tov, that the things that happened on the Yom Tov originally, happen again every year. On Pesach, we can re-experience what happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's like a ma'agal with a circle. And every year you go back to the same stop, the same tachana, and it happens again. Now it's really an upward spiraled circle, because every year when you come back, you can get to a higher level from what you achieved the year before, assuming you're working on yourself. But this is important, this idea that every year we re-experience what happened. It's in the Ruchnius air, and we have to try to tap into that. And he brings a proof, Rav Nevinsov, a proof from this. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Kuf Tes, that one should not be Mekiz Dam, to let blood an Erev Shavuos. You know, back the time Bizman Chazal, it was healthy for them to, you know, get rid of some of the blood from your system. So the Gemara says you're not supposed to let blood be Mekiz Dam Erev Shavuos. Why? The Gemara says because there was a certain shade when Bnei Israel stood to get the Torah. One of the Shadim, the spiritual demons, was let loose. And his job was that if Bnei, and his name was Tiboach, which means to shech, to slaughter. And his job was, if Bnei Yisrael wouldn't get the Torah, then Chas v'Shalom, he would have killed us. So therefore, Erev Shavuos, Bizman Ma'atan Torah, was a Shas Sakona. And therefore, nowadays, you shouldn't be Mekiz Dam and Erev Shavuos, because it's a Shas Sakana. What? That happened 3,000 years ago. And we are Mekabel the Torah. And we're fulfilling the Torah. What's the Sakana? So apparently, you see here from that Gemara that every year, the situation, the spiritual situation B'nai Yisrael were in, back with Zman Matan, comes back again. Even this aspect of it, the sakana of Erev Shavuos, unbelievable Gemara. Rav Nevensal says, and this he likes to quote, and it's, I'm not sure if it's his chiddush, but he quotes it all the time, that not only do you find this regarding Yom Tov and, you know, the experiences of each Yom Tov, that they come back again, but even regarding the days of the week, something which happened at the time of Bria Sa'olam comes back again every week. For and he proves it from the Anshei Maimed. The Anshei Maimed were the people that accompanied the Korban Tumah that was offered. There were Jews that were set, some stayed and some davened in the shuls, and some went to the Beis HaMikdash. That's called the Anshei Maimed. The Gemara Tainus talks about it. So the Gemara says that part of, they would daven a lot and say tefillahs that the Korbanos Tumah should be accepted properly. So the Gemara says they would fast every day of the week, except for Sunday and Friday. Why? On Friday they wouldn't fast because of Kavod Shabbos. It's not good to enter Shabbos fasting unless you have to. And on Sunday they wouldn't fast. The Gemara gives one reason. Because Sunday is the third day from when Adam was created. Our Masorah is Adam was created on a Friday. And when a person undergoes surgery, so the third day is when he's at his weakest. That we find by the Anshei Shechem, that they were weak on the third day after the Bris Milah. And since Adam HaRishon, on the day of his creation, underwent surgery, that Chava was taken from him, from his rib. Therefore the Anshei Maimed don't fast on Sunday, because by Adam, his first Sunday, the third day from his surgery. Unbelievable. It's been more than 5,000 years since that first surgery. And yet, that weakness is still in the air, and it would be dangerous for the Anshei Maimed to fast on a Sunday. Wow. So apparently even the spiritual reality from the days of the week that existed way back then come back every week, and we can tap into it again. Wow. Oh. So we are looking forward to Matan Torah, we have a personal count, therefore we count upwards like B'nai Yisrael did, because we're re-experiencing the Matan Torah that they experienced as well. Okay. Rav Nevensal goes further. When you're looking forward to the Torah, Matan Torah, then it's a different Matan Torah. When you prepare for something, it's a better Matan Torah when you prepare than when you don't prepare. He quotes two stories from the Gemara, that when the Amoraim prepared themselves to hear a Dvar Torah, they are mekabel it better, and they absorbed it better. When you're making the lave, then when your lave is prepared, you're more successful. He quotes a beautiful pshat in the psukim in Divrei Yomim Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis. It says, Rechavam Melech Yehuda Vayas Hara. He did bad things. Doesn't say what he did. And the pasuk is, why? Ki lo hechin libo lidros es Hashem. He didn't prepare his heart to be Doresh Hashem. Interesting. Mashma on the pasuk, he was Obed Hashem. He did try, but it's without preparation. So without hachana, it doesn't work. Lo holechem. What happens at the end without hachana? Vayas hara. And Taki, he did a lot of really bad things, Rechavam. It's a very nice pshat in the psukim. So we see here that when you want to grow in Avodas Hashem, you have to prepare, not just fall into it. You wake up and Shavuos is here. No, every day. Think about the value of Torah. Think about getting ready for Matan Torah. Something specific. You don't just fall into Matan Torah. So one reason why we prepare for Matan Torah on a personal level, and count ourselves and anticipate is that it's a different Kabbalah HaTorah when you're prepared and you don't just fall into it. Oh. And then he goes on and he says that part of our Hanat HaMatan Torah is to appreciate the value of what we're getting. That's what we should be thinking about. It's not just their piece of wisdom. It's Chokhmas Hashem that we're getting. Ein Sofi. Every person learns Torah on his level. A boy in Kita Aleph, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Moshe Rabbeinu, 3,000 years, and still, you never get the full thing. Only Hashem is making the Torah completely, obviously. So we should value the greatness of Torah. Rav Nevin Saul writes, the Torah is not just a special wisdom, it's all Chayei Olam. It's also Chayei Olam Nata B'Tochenu. He says, look, non-Jews also live without the Torah. But you live 70, 80 years, if you're Chassidu Musa Olam, so maybe then you live longer. But B'nai Yisrael with the Torah, every second can be Chayei Olam. Through the Torah, everything we do can last forever. Even the smallest things, putting on shoes, washing hands in the morning. If you wash your hands and put on your shoes the way the Shulchan Aruch says to, you're going to get schar that lasts forever and ever. And that we have a chance to do because of the Torah. Even when you're sleeping, the halacha is how to sleep. And if you go to sleep in order to have koach for the next day, then you're sleeping. Becomes avodas Hashem as well. Eating and drinking as well. So through the Torah, a person can achieve chayei olam in everything that he does. That's also part of the value of the Torah itself. So the Torah is Hashem's wisdom. The Torah helps to create opportunities for Chai Olam. We should appreciate this as part of our Hachana, appreciate the value and the specialness of Torah. Then he goes on, Rav Nemetzal quotes this all the time. The Chavetz Chaim would count up, you know, we say every word of Torah is a mitzvah, and the Chavetz Chaim would count up the words and make a cheshbon, that in one minute of normal learning, you can have 200 words of Torah, 200 mitzvahs. How much are 200 mitzvahs worth? So you have the mashal, an esrog. Costs a lot of money. And what do you look for? A mitzvah a day, deraisa, and 5 days of mitzvahs derabanan, because not on Shabbos. And then you put the esrog away, you might use it for the besamim. All those hundreds of dollars for one mitzvah say deraisa and 5 derabanans. Now obviously, the mitzvah of the esrog is worth more than the money. Yeah, but how much did I pay for Torah then? For 1 minute of Torah, 200 mitzvahs in one minute of Torah. It's priceless. Shmur matzah costs a lot of money. One day it's a mitzvah, 7 days a rishus. All that money for one night of a mitzvah? So Rav Nevinzal says the schar of Talmud Torah should be even more. It's hundreds of mitzvahs. Now, obviously, you shouldn't think about the value of Torah as money, because the schar for Torah is not money, it's priceless. It's ruchnius schar forever. But if you were going to think of it in terms of money, woo! Be tremendous amount of money, according to the Chavetz Chaim's cheshbon, that the schar for 1 minute of 1 hour of learning, or 1 day of learning, is it's priceless. So much money compared to the mitzvah of esrog, the mitzvah of matzah. Oh. So these are three ideas that we should think about as we're having our personal hachana for matan Torah. To value the Torah. It's not just another wisdom. It's Hashem's wisdom. It's infinite. Number two, it's it itself is generates chai olam. Through the Torah, everything we do can last forever. And number three, every word of Torah is a mitzvah, and we can perform hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. These are some ideas we should be thinking about in our personal hachana for Matan Torah that we're going through during Sfiras HaOmer.